I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The last time President Obama welcomed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House, he didn't exactly roll out the red carpet. That was in March, and it followed Israel's surprise announcement of plans for new settlement construction in East Jerusalem. That announcement came as Vice President Joe Biden was in Israel. The incident put a damper on the U.S.-Israeli relationship. But today, Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Obama were downright warm and fuzzy. Mr. Obama had nothing but praise for the Israeli leader.
The fact of the matter is that I've trusted Prime Minister Netanyahu since I met him before I was elected president, and have said so both publicly and privately. I think that he is dealing with a very complex situation in a very tough neighborhood.
As for Mr. Netanyahu, he said relations between his country and the U.S. are right on track.
There's a depth and richness of this relationship that is expressed every day. Our teams talk. We don't make it public. The only thing that's public is that you can have differences on occasion in the best of families and the closest of families. That comes out public.
As the Prime Minister was visiting the White House, there was fallout back in Israel from last year's war in the Gaza Strip. Israeli military prosecutors announced that several soldiers, including senior officers, will face charges for their actions during that offensive. Among those being charged is a soldier who allegedly shot two unarmed Palestinian women. Massimo Calabresi is a Washington correspondent for Time magazine. He says it's hard to say whether the charges were deliberately announced to coincide with the White House meeting.
Israeli officials will certainly insist that there's no connection in a country the size of Israel with the deep political connections between various branches of government, that when issues of national importance come up, influence can be brought to bear across different boundaries. So it is possible that it was not a coincidence, but it's not something that anyone will be able to confirm.
Right. And do you think the news from Israel affected the tone of the meeting between Obama and Netanyahu?
I think the two leaders had their own reasons for wanting to strike a positive tone. I think that there is no question that the reason Netanyahu needs to strike a positive tone in these meetings is because Israel needs some diplomatic cover, some protection that the U.S. can help provide. And one of the areas where it has needed that diplomatic cover most over the last year has been over the international outcry over violations in Gaza during Operation Cast Lead. So it is very much in keeping with the kind of protection that Netanyahu is seeking from Washington that there would be some announcement of them taking moves against people who had acted illegally or in violation of international norms during that operation.
And what else did Obama and Netanyahu reveal about their discussions today?
Well, they spent the majority of their press availability talking about the ways in which the two countries agree. If Netanyahu needs diplomatic cover, Obama really needs domestic political cover right now. Members of Congress have been, from his own party, have been up in arms over the troubled relationship Obama has had with Netanyahu and the administration has had with Israel, because even though Jewish support for Democrats is still largely high, many of the fundraisers that candidates rely on have strong opinions about these matters. One congressman said to me that he personally has been berating the White House repeatedly for months over the difficulty that the tough relations between the two countries have been producing for him. And so he made every effort to assure the media assembled in the West Wing that they're getting along terrifically well and that any bumps in the road that have occurred in the past are behind them.
Realistically, though, what do you think Mr. Obama got out of his sit-down today with Mr. Netanyahu? I mean, do you think he got the domestic cover he wanted from the Israeli Prime Minister?
Well, he certainly didn't get any concessions on substance from Netanyahu. I think that the fact that they had to spend most of the time talking about how great their relationship is and how the reports to the contrary are wrong shows that they're not going to. Obama's not going to get a huge amount of political boost from this.
All right, we'll leave it there. Massimo Calabresi writes on U.S.-Israeli relations for Time magazine. Massimo, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.